This show is live and local. It's your connection to local performances. Coming up, we'll be having a live performance of highlights from the concert that will be happening tonight at Indigo Artist Co-op in downtown Champaign by the Kwasari String Quartet. They're made up of students at the University of Illinois School of Music, playing for us live, second part of our show today. First up is our members of Amasong, Champaign-Urbana's premier lesbian feminist chorus. They are giving their annual spring concerts next weekend. But more immediately, this Saturday, they're giving their first family concert, a free program that is directed at kids. That'll also be happening in Champaign, and they'll give us a preview of these upcoming concerts in our studio. Stay tuned to Live and Local. Obviously captured live, Champaign-Urbana's premier lesbian feminist chorus. They're called Amasong, and that is from their CD called Bridges of Song. The song called I Went to the Market, traditional Canadian tune arranged by Donald, don't know how to say his last name, Patriquin, if it's anglicized, Patriquin, if it's Frenchicized, Francophiled, I don't know how you say that. Pianist Bernadette Lowe was joining in, percussionist Cora Holland, Melissa Mason, and Audrey Wells. Mix of English and French there, and sung with some exuberance. And I picked that particular tune as introduction to their live appearance by members of Amasong on today's Live and Local, because it struck me as the sort of thing that one could easily present at a kids' concert. And they are giving their first family concert this Saturday at 4 o'clock at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church on South Prospect Avenue in Champaign. They're calling it, quote, a kid-sized preview of Amasong's spring concert. Not sure what this means, but with more room to wiggle and our permission to giggle, unquote. And those spring concerts will be then next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, in their usual location, McKinley Presbyterian Church on South Fifth Street in Champaign. And Megan Johnson-Smith is the director. She led the choir in that recording. Actually and not. Oh, actually not?
No, that was Margot Raiskin, oh, really? Who was before me, yes.
Oh, I guess that it just says here, Megan Johnson-Smith, music director, which you were at the time that this was put out there.
That's right.
Oh, I didn't read the fine print. Well, anyway, many of the same singers from that recording who may be here today. How many of you are on that recording, those of you who are in here? Three. Out of 12 people sitting here. And about 35, 40 something in the chorus currently, 45?
Right now about 45, 40 to 45, yeah.
So it's always good to have a subset. We couldn't get the whole chorus in here. Even if
that would be really tight.
It would be tight even if we could, it would be loud too.
Yeah.
even if we could get everybody together. So tell me, Megan, what made you decide to, after what? It's been 20 years that the group's been around, to finally do a family concert.
Well, families have always been invited to Amasong's concerts, but for me personally, having a child of my own, he's a little over two and really wiggly and just can't, if I were to say, now this is a really quiet song, I want you to sit and listen, that is not really in his repertoire yet. So we wanted to do a concert where children would have an opportunity to hear our music, but would be able to move around and dance to the music and clap along. And if they had questions during the song, they could ask a question of their parent or friend during the song and just enjoy it without the stress of trying to, quote unquote, behave. And we think that our music is really fun, and we want lots of people to experience it. So we wanted to do this sort of more family-focused concert. It's going to be shorter, so they won't have as long to try and sit. We'll do lots more standing up and dancing, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
So the wiggling and giggling was pretty serious.
I was very serious about that. Yes. Absolutely. I mean, we encourage people to get up and dance at our Amazon concerts, but I think this one will be even more high energy.
If I'm remembering right, I've been in Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, and it's a little bit of a church / theater in the round kind of thing. Or semi.
It's sort of a
pretty
rounded,
intimate space.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah,
wrap
it's a nice
around
space.
The
front chancel area.
Yeah,
whatever
chancel.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would think it would be a nice way for the kids to get really close, even closer than in McKinley, which
absolutely.
Is pretty intimate.
Absolutely.
So that should be helpful to them. The theme for your spring concert, from which all of these pieces for the family concert are taken, is called Passages. Meaning what?
It's about transformation, change. The idea came from rites of passage, movement of river through its course to the ocean. Just sort of the idea that has inspired artists and poets for a very long time, that what we see now goes away. And how do we celebrate that? How do we experience that? So we're taking the Rilke quote, puisque tout passe, faisons la mélodie passagère, since all is passing, make a passing melody. Also, there's a wonderful quote, she changes everything she touches, and everything she touches changes. It's about, by the author Starhawk, about the goddess, but also about, I think, the work of women in the world, that everything that comes into the hands of women working together or individually changes in positive ways, in transformative ways. And so that's what this concert is about.
And there's, you mentioned the goddess. There's, according to your material,
mm-hmm.
Some devotional songs to the sacred feminine.
Exactly. So we're starting with a song to Yemaya, who is one of the Yoruba Orishas. She is the great mother, the ocean, the source of life, and protector of children, protector of houses, protector of families. And so we're starting with that. It's a really fun up-tempo song. We're also doing a chant by Hildegard of Bingen, which is around the idea that while Eve constructed death, Mary tore down death, and now God has given the highest blessing on the feminine form. So Hildegard was sort of unique in her time period, very unique in her time period, for her focus on the female as a source and a source of divinity, a reflection of divinity, in a time that was rather not, what's the best way to say it? Not celebratory of women in general. So, there are a few different things from various traditions. We're doing a piece, Nada Te Turbe, in Spanish, which is a text by Teresa of Avila, St. Teresa of Avila. So a lot of very diverse things on the concert.
And will you be incorporating any of these sacred feminine songs into the family concert?
Yeah. The Yemaya is a super fun song, and so we'll be doing that. There's another chant also from the Yoruba tradition, Yemaya, Oya, and Oshun, who are two other orishas of the winds of change and of the river of life. So,
well, a lot of songs I've noticed over the years of enjoying different kinds of African music, no matter what the topic, tend to sound uplifting, happy, and music you can dance to in many different ways.
Music from African cultures is, I think, something that Amazon perennially returns to as some of our favorite music to sing.
Well, I know you brought at least a couple or three songs.
We have, two to three songs.
Two, three songs. Mm-hmm. Well, and any of these going to be on Saturday's concert?
Yeah. Absolutely. This first one is Dig My Grave, which is a traditional Bahamian song, so African diaspora. This song is a transcription. It's on our first CD, Over Here the Water's Sweet, and Christina Berger, the founding director of Amasong, writes that it is a transcription of a field recording from Andros Island, Bahamas, of three men who are walking on the beach, enjoying themselves, singing about life and celebrating life. So this is Dig My Grave.
I was going to say, not only is it a traditional tune, it's become a tradition for Amazon, this particular song.
Dig my grave, so long and narrow. shine like a star, Lord, on Mount Calvary.
Traditional Bahamian tune called Dig My Grave, sung by Amasong, who we're going to be performing that. This is one that will be on Saturday's concert at 4 o'clock at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Champaign. Their first free family concert, I should say, first family concert, and it's free. Then also will be on their spring concerts for this season that are happening on the 19th and 20th. That's Saturday and Sunday. The Saturday concert at 7:30, the Sunday concert at 4 o'clock. That one will be at McKinley Presbyterian Church. They're, speaking of traditions, their traditional home for both concerts and generally for rehearsals as well. Megan Smith is their artistic director and conducting the members that we have live in our studio here on Live and Local. I wanted to ask you a little bit more about the notion of the feminine and as it pertains to the group. We've addressed this before. I know when you guys just performed, what has it been, 2 weeks yet, 3 weeks yet, with the Prayer Ensemble recently, you made a point of saying, in publicity material, put the whole name in there, Amasong, Champaign-Urbana's premier lesbian feminist chorus. And I was reading the About section on your website. And the first thing it says is, Amasong provides an opportunity for lesbians and feminist women to gather together in the pursuit of choral excellence. And I wonder, in addition to auditioning them, you know, how do you know that other part?
It's not something I ask. I figure if someone is attracted to sing an Amasong, they want to sing an Amasong, and they know who we are. And there is no litmus test of any kind that one is lesbian, feminist, or both, or other. It's just that's the atmosphere we create, and I figure that the women who come to audition for Amasong will be attracted to that atmosphere for their own reasons.
Yeah, if they showed up, then they knew
they want to be there.
The deal was.
Yeah.
I suppose if you, oh, I don't even want to follow that up.
That's probably a good idea.
I was just trying to imagine the polar opposite, somebody coming in dressed stereotypically for whatever the polar opposite would be. And I don't know.
I have no idea.
What would happen, yeah. Well, we'll leave that alone. But, you know, throughout the whole history, the group has made a point of paying particular attention to songs by women, about women, for women, having to do with the feminine. Although the song you just sang was, as Christina had said, you know, this is a transcription of men singing. Mm-hmm. So at some level, a good song's a good song.
You know, I really think that's something that has been part of Amasong's core repertoire mission since the beginning. I think in her original mission statement, Christina wrote something like, taking beauty as the ultimate criterion, we will sing music from any source. However, our repertoire is distinguished by its persistent inclusion of music by women, love songs to women, folk songs reflecting women's lives.
Christina did have a way of expressing herself. Always,
very eloquent.
Always eloquently.
Very
and eloquent. I was just thinking earlier, is there the requirement of Amasong directors that they be able to at least, if not speak French fluently, pronounce it as if they could.
One would hope that...
Because you tossed that off earlier, just...
Oh, merci beaucoup. No, I think that, you know, in a choral conductor's training or in a singer's training, we learn to speak as if we understood the words we're saying, even if we don't. So to use good singing diction, even if we don't understand the languages. So that's my goal.
I remember one time in a conversation with her, I was trying to say the name of, I can't even now remember the name of this Bulgarian's women's chorus that used to be all the rage years ago.
Oh,
and she just rattled it off, you know, and I thought, okay then. And that wasn't even French. That was whatever. You all know which chorus I'm talking about?
Les
Mystères. It is French.
Yeah.
But you all have to get, if not fluent, at least familiar with a whole raft of languages for every single concert.
Let's see. What do we have on this concert? We have
Georgian,
French, Spanish, Latin,
Indian.
Hebrew,
Kannada, South Indian, Hebrew,
Yoruba.
Couple of, you got three of those, so you get
to
practice that.
So we
get
to sing a few of them a couple different times, but it's always fun, I think, and I think the singers all enjoy it too.
Well, you obviously enjoyed that last piece. It was everything. I get to see the faces, but the audience, you know, our listening audience, I'm sure could hear it in the enthusiasm of the singing and the energy of the rhythm that you put into it. You know, your bodies get into it. Megan is reflecting that in her directing and so on.
And that's something you can only experience live.
Yeah, that's right. Well, the visual, you can experience
that's
orally.
True. The aural
I mean, when it comes
rhythm.
Through
right.
orally.
That's true.
Then that means that the whole package is there as well. But
yes.
Yeah, it's very visual when you see an Emma song performance. What do you have next?
Well, we have two more songs. Do we have room for two or just one more?
Why don't you do them back to back?
All right. We will do first Good Friend, which is a round in English by an American composer, Jan Harman. She lived on the coast of Maine for most of her life. And so this song reflects sort of nautical images as well as musical images.
They elected me to sing the solo.
Oh, the wind, it is a song that harbors through the winter. Oh, the sail, it is a door that bids the song to enter. And let us sail the sea, good friend, and let us sing together. The singer lasts a season long, while the song it lasts forever.
Oh, the wind, it is a song that harbors through the winter. Oh, the sail, it is a song that harbors the song to the winter. And let us sail, it is a song that harbors the song to the winter. And sing let us sail, this is a song that harbors the song to the winter. And sing let us sail, this is a song that harbors the song to the winter. And sing let us sail, this is a song that harbors the song to the winter. And sing
S. Akvani, speaking of languages that are really fun to learn, Georgian has a really great way with consonants to stack them up at the beginning of words. So we get to say some fun words in this. This is S. Akvani. It's a cradle song for putting a child in the cradle for the first time. It talks about the cradle being made of various woods, chestnut, hazel, plum, and the child running around, celebrating, being made of crystal. So some really beautiful images. S. Akvani.
Nai, 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 nai.
Traditional Georgian tune, Es Akvani, it's called, and that was preceded by Jan Harman's Good Friend, both sung by Amasong, directed by Megan Johnson Smith, live on our live and local program here on FM 90.9. We had a subset of the choir, about a quarter of the choir, I think, were this. You can hear the full choir, three opportunities. Their first family concert, which is a free program, this Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Champaign, and then the official full spring concerts, the family concert being a shortened version, will happen on Saturday the 19th at 7:30, Sunday the 20th at 4 o'clock at McKinley Presbyterian Church, also in Champaign. There is a charge sliding scale, as they always like to have for the concerts on the 19th and the 20th. Thanks, Megan, and thanks, everybody, for coming in, and best of luck with both concerts.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
It's live and local on FM 90.9. Stay tuned next for another live performance, this by the Kwasari String Quartet, who are performing at Indigo Artist Co-op in downtown Champaign tonight at 8 o'clock. You can see Villages, Castles, and Manors from Masterpiece and Mystery and more in England and Wales for 14 days beginning September 27th. If American history appeals, board WILL Civil War train. Private vintage train cars leaving for the southern battlefields with historian Anthony Pitch September 7th. Information is available at will.illinois.edu/willtravel or call 217-333-7300.
Of a brother who's fallen deep and now he's sleeping in the icy weather. His life was strong and so I loved him like no other. A love so true, a love so pure, it could endure forever. But now he's lingering in total desperation. His life is lost, he pays the cost for playing close to Satan. The people say to walk away and just forget him, but on the real my feelings just won't walk away. I really, really love him so. Can't give up and won't let go. I'm praying in the moment.
At the crossroads, see him standing. Truth is burning. Lies demanding. Truth or lying. Life or dying.
depression, the fear, the lies, the guilt, obsession, the tears, the dark, the shelter, the prayers, the cry, the secret, the question, to live, to die, the light, the hope, the struggle, our ill, salvation, redemption, the moment, the will.
This is my prayer for the redemption of all people who've lost their way and now they're wandering in deep confusion. Where there was light, they lost the might to even struggle. They've fallen deep and now they sleep within their own illusions. There is a way that you can go beyond the sadness. With prayer and faith, no human fate must be condemned to hell. Salvation waiting in the moment of the madness. Lock that door and break that demon spell. And never look behind you. Don't look back, just walk away. You can be free forever.
At the crossroads, see them standing. Truth is burning. Lies demanding. Truth or lying. Life or dying. At the crossroads, guide their vision to the truth. Just let them know with you. Take the stand. They're at the crossroads. Guide them back to you.
The hit, the rush, the brain, the pipe, the money, the chase, the lane, the high, the low, the oppression, the fear, the lies, the guilt, the obsession, the tears, the dark, the shelter, the prayer, the cry, the secret, the question, to live, to die, the light, the hope, the struggle, uphill, salvation, redemption, the moment, the will, the lie, the hit, the rush, the brain, the pipe, the money, the chase, the fame, the high, the low, the pressure, the fear, the lies, the guilt, obsession, the tears, the dark, the shelter, the prayer, the cry.
That was called Prayer at the Crossroads, sung by Sweet Honey in the Rock from their album called The Women Gather, their 30th anniversary album, as a matter of fact. Heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Tonight at 7 o'clock on the evening concert, it's live at the Concertgebouw, Frans Brueken conducting the Netherlands Radio Chamber Philharmonic. On the program, Mozart's Eine kleine Nachtmusik and the Linz Symphony, plus one of Mendelssohn's concert pieces for basset horn and clarinet, and also one of his youth symphonies. It's the Netherlands Radio Chamber Philharmonic tonight at 7 on the evening concert here on FM 90.9. Support for our show today comes in part from the Blossom Basket Florist, with flowers, plants, and creations for all occasions like weddings, birthdays, anniversaries, and Mother's Day on Sunday, May 13th. Two locations at Cunningham Avenue in Urbana and Village at the Crossing, Windsor and Duncan in Champaign. They can be found online at blossombasket.com. My next guests on Live and Local are four students in the School of Music at the University of Illinois. They call themselves the Quasari String Quartet. They're going to be playing tonight at Indigo Artist Co-op in downtown Champaign, specifically 9 East University Avenue. The show is from 8 until about 9 o'clock. And they are violinist Emelinda Escobar and Gloria Moe, violist Alyssa Rago, and cellist Philip Bergman. Thank you all very much for coming in on especially short notice. I just saw the notice of the performance, so I was glad you were able to come in.
Thanks for having us.
You got to explain the name.
Three of us were in astronomy classes when we started as a quartet, and we were initially called the Quasar Quartet. Someone, I forget who recommended that.
That was me.
Yeah. But so we were the Quasar Quartet actually for our first performance, and we were taking coachings from Dmitry Kuzov, the cello professor at University of Illinois. And he said, "Hello, Quasari, how are we today?" And we said, we got to change the name. So
you can blame him. Though.
Yeah, exactly.
fairly directly. Quasari, that's pretty good. Well, I like that explanation. It sounds like it ought to be the name of a violin maker. Or something. You have your Stradivari and your Guarneri and your Quasari and on down the line. That could be the name of one of you if you ever decide to start making instruments.
Sure.
Performance doesn't end up to be your final calling. The program tonight, I know you're doing a couple of Beethoven quartets, and you're also doing some world premieres or a world premiere?
Yeah, actually, one of our composition friends from the University of Illinois wrote two string quartets. One is called the Passacaglia Quartet, and the other one's called Pontevedra. And we'll be premiering those tonight. We've been working on them with him throughout the semester, and we recorded them recently. So.
And what is the name of this composer?
Pablo Crossier.
And he is a fellow undergraduate?
He's an undergraduate. He's also finishing his undergraduate this year, like the rest of us, and he'll be going to USC in the fall for film composition. So starting a master's.
And what made you decide to get involved in the performing of world premieres?
We've been doing that since we started. Actually, our first performance was a new piece by a friend of the
quartet. We all had a mutual TA who was teaching us theory, and one day he came up to us and said, I have a string quartet and I'm looking for someone to play it, and we decided we'd do it, and ever since then we sort of found our passion for for new music and premieres and playing together. So
And you have a passion for Beethoven as well.
Sure.
Because I think we're not giving away any of the world premieres. That you have to go to the show tonight to hear that.
Yeah.
Yep.
But we will give away some Beethoven because it's been given away many, many, many times over. I know you've got a couple of movements from two different quartets. Which would you like to start with?
We'll start with the first movement from Opus 18, number 3.
So if I remember, that's the third of his, that was his first set of quartets, isn't it?
Yes, this was the first quartet.
Number three was written.
Yeah, number three was actually the first written. So.
Okay, it's the Quasari String Quartet, live on Live and Local.
Thank you.
third movement from the very first string quartet by Ludwig van Beethoven, though it's numbered his Opus 18, number 3. That's one of two Beethoven quartets that will be played tonight by the folks who just played that movement for you live in our studio. They'll play it live tonight at Indigo Artist Co-op in downtown Champaign. They're the Quasari String Quartet. They are violinist Emelina Escobar and Gloria Mo, playing a first and second violin in that order. Alyssa Rago is the violist, and Philip Bergman is the cellist. You mentioned Dmitry Kuzov, the one of the two cello professors at the university who's given you some coachings and kind of gave you the name under inspiration of astronomy. But you also coach both as a quartet and individually with members of the Pacifica Quartet. I think you said, Philip, that you're all seniors.
Yeah.
So you're probably less affected than, say, freshmen, sophomores, and juniors by the fact that Pacifica is leaving the University of Illinois.
Yeah.
Unless any of you were planning to stick around for grad school. Do you know your plans yet, Gloria?
Yeah.
You were thinking about sticking around?
Uh-huh.
Are you still going to stick around?
Yeah.
Okay, so you there are other people to be studied with here,
yes.
Certainly at the university. although it did occur to me that in their leaving, they not only are leaving as the resident string quartet, they're leaving as just about half the string faculty at the university. What are their plans for the rest of you? Emelinda, what are you going to do? I can't believe you're a senior. I've known you for years and years, and I wouldn't have thought you were there yet.
I will be moving to Chicago and going to Northwestern University for a master's in performance. So.
Fine school, that. I have a vested interest in saying that. You reversed it. You got your undergrad here. You'll do master's there. I got my undergrad there. Did my master's there. Philip, what are you going
to
do?
I'm heading up to Madison. I'm going to start a master's in music performance at University of Wisconsin, Madison.
And so. Alyssa?
I'm actually moving to Bloomington to take a year off. So I'll work there and study with Masumi for another year and prepare for grad school auditions.
Bloomington, so. Indiana.
Yeah, Indiana. Yeah.
At Indiana University. So. Masumi being the Masumi Rostad, the violist in the Pacifica Quartet. And they are your private teachers as well. What would they say to you, or what have they said to you, since you just played an early quartet of Beethoven, and then you're going to play a movement from a middle quartet of Beethoven? What have they said to you applies differently for later Beethoven quartets?
I think generally the middle quartets are an expansion of all the experiments and things that Beethoven begins in the early quartets. Because his middle period typically is begun around 1802, around when he had to come to grips with the fact that he was going deaf. And he actually has written that at this time he was seeking for a new path in his music. And I think that's evident harmonically, structurally, throughout the middle quartets.
Yeah. I think we can pull a lot more on experiences with Haydn quartets in the early stuff. The 18s are heavily influenced by Haydn, but still you can hear that Beethovenian wit in there quite a bit. But the middle quartets really start to sound like, I think, what a lot of people think of as Beethoven, the heroic, that middle heroic period is something I think a lot of people are more familiar with than the more Haydn-esque early quartets.
Haydn-esque meaning more classically formed, more certain amount of regularity. Beethoven doesn't go completely crazy with his string quartets until the later ones.
Yeah, exactly.
Where form is whatever he decides.
Yeah.
Is there more room in these middle quartets for, say, individual passion as opposed to more disciplined classical playing? Is that fair or not?
Yeah, I think certainly the individual challenges of each of the parts are more in the middle quartets. There's more passage work for everyone. We all get the themes more. I think we've been talking a lot about the importance for individual passion, even when you don't have the theme. but certainly there's more shared roles. It's not as if you're defined as first violinist with the melody and everyone else.
Especially with this movement we're about to play, because it's a fugue,
yes.
So everybody gets their day in the sun.
Yeah.
So this will be, did you say also third movement?
The finale.
Finale.
Oh, that's what I wrote down here, yeah. And in fact, I announced that last one, back announced that last one wrong. You played the first movement of Opus 18, number 3. I'm not reading my shorthand. So this will be the finale of Opus 59, number 3.
Yes.
The Quasari String Quartet will be playing, of course, the complete, these two quartets complete, plus world premiere on tonight's program in Champaign.
Thank you.
The finale of Beethoven's Quartet, Opus 59, Number 3, performed live on Live and Local by the Quasari String Quartet, violinist Emmalinda Escobar and Gloria Moe, violist Alyssa Rago and cellist Philip Bergman. They're all seniors in the School of Music at the University of Illinois. They'll be playing the Opus 18, Number 3 Quartet and all of the quartet you just heard a sample of, plus a world premiere by a fellow senior, fellow senior at the University of Illinois. It's tonight at Indigo Artist Co-op, 9 East University Avenue in downtown Champaign. Starts at 8 o'clock, runs till about 9, and while you're there, you can view the exhibits that are always on display at Indigo as well. Thank you all for coming in, and have a lot of fun tonight.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. Here are some other events you can go see and hear live in our listening area over the next couple of days. Tonight at Bouvons in Urbana, it's the Briggs Houchin Duo playing jazz at 6:30. The Tito Carrillo Sextet will play the music of Freddie Hubbard at the Iron Post in Urbana. That's at 8 o'clock. Larry Harms' trio also playing jazz at Basta O'Neill's in Washington, Illinois. That's at 6 o'clock this evening. Something called Co-Ed Pageant, listed here as indie folk music, will be at Mike and Molly's in Champaign. That's tonight at 10 o'clock. The musical Hairspray is being performed by Community Players Theater in Bloomington tonight and tomorrow at 7:30, Saturday as well, and a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. Tomorrow, it's Rodman, Waite, Palmer, and Hoax playing at Kickapoo Landing in Oakwood. That's 5:30 tomorrow evening. Matthew Curry and The Fury play blues at Winner's Lounge in Bloomington tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. The Rob Williams Soggy Bottom Blues Band are at Pounder's Premier Nightclub in Peoria tomorrow evening at 6. Kevin Hart and The Vibe Tribe are at Swinger's Grill in Normal tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. It's a reunion of the CU Hard Bop Collective at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock, followed at 8 o'clock by Samba Soul. The Great American Trailer Park Musical is at put on by Springfield Theater Center at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield tomorrow and Saturday at 8 o'clock, Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. Twin Cities Ballet presents The Enchanted Ballet at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts tomorrow night only at 7 o'clock, and the Frank Trompeter Quartet will be at Marley's Pub in Springfield tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. You're listening to 90.9 WYLL-FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR, Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois, and we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wine tastings on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. This Saturday's tasting features wines from Spain, followed by 7 to 9 p.m. By the acoustic cowboy folk music of the Prairie Dogs. Here's a little music from one of Mendelssohn's early sinfonias, Four Strings.